Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Mike Nothnagel, and I'm usually the resident quizzer, but this week Ian's going to ask me some questions. How you doing, Ian?
I'm doing well. A little nervous about changing roles, but it should be fun.
I think it'll be okay. Let's take care of the challenge that I gave last week. I said, take the five-letter name of a famous computer. If you read it backwards, you'll get the last name of a famous actor. What is the computer, and who is the actor?
Well, I started with the famous computer, ENIAC, reversed it, and came up with Michael Caine.
That's correct. All right, Ian, what's on tap for today?
Well, on May 18th, 2004, Randy Johnson became the oldest major league pitcher to toss a perfect game when he led Arizona to a 2-0 win over Atlanta. In honor of that achievement at an advanced age, at least baseball-wise, this quiz focuses on successful elders.
All right, and I hope you're not putting me into that category.
Not quite yet.
All right, good.
Here we go. The upstate New York-born artist who was born before the Civil War and lived to see JFK serve as president.
I think it's the age that gives away the answer. It's got to be Grandma Moses.
Correct. Good for you. The actor whose film debut came in The Godfather and who's made a running joke of inaccurate reports of his death dating back to the 1980s, including appearances on Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
See, the last time you asked me about The Godfather, I had to think about it too, and now I'm in that same position again. Boy, I'm really striking out this week.
Would you like a hint?
I would love a hint.
Well, he shares his first name with that of an honest, famously honest president.
Abe Vigoda.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
And he refutes those reports of his death with full humor.
As he is wont to do.
The U.S. president, who at 69 was the oldest ever to assume office.
That's got to be Ronald Reagan,
good
right?
Good for you. Indeed. Two actors in a row. Look at you.
Oh, look at me.
The category in which 97-year-old Pine Top Perkins won a 2011 Grammy, making him the oldest ever to win a Grammy Award.
Pine Top Perkins sounds like a blues name to me,
good
so I'm going to go with that.
Traditional blues album.
Nice.
Nice work. And finally, this is a toughie, I admit it. The country, according to the UN, that has the longest life expectancy at birth at 82.6 years.
Is it a Scandinavian country?
It is not. We've got to go to Asia.
Asia. The Philippines?
No, more islandy than the Philippines.
All right. My other guess is Japan.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And
all right.
As a bonus fact, on that list compiled by the UN, the United States ranks 38th, just behind Cuba at 78.2 years. Well, Mike finished 4 for 5 today, an able performance by the elder host of Any Questions.
Watch it.
How did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or visit us online at wamc.org/anyquestions for some extra credit questions, or to take another look at this week's challenge, which Ian is.
Start with the phrase old people. Using only the letters in those words, but not all of them, you can spell the name shared by 13 people who also shared a job. What is the name and what is the job? Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor at the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other venues. And Mike, think about that challenge. We'll be back this time next week.
We will, and in our regular seats where I much more enjoy it. See you then.